Today's daf is Yud Chet, and we begin quite a far way down. That's where we ended last year from Rechia Bar Bas, maybe about 10 lines down, something like that. And last year, if you remember, we discussed Abi Yehuda that and due to his Mrs. Nefesh in terms of Kivitzdaki, he ended up coming back in what's it called? Coming back to him in multiple fold, and he's donated to the Chachamim, and he got prime place. That's Matan Adam Yachiv Lo V'lifnei Gedolim Yachem. So we bring other cases like this. So Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Avid Psika, Behaim Beit Midrash in Tveria, was trying to raise money for the Beis Midrash in Tveria. Bahavu Taman Min Ilin Debar Silni. Well, Pasak Chad, so people of that place were there, or Pasak Chad Litra Zahav, he was able, he was wanted to donate a litra, quite a significant volume of gold. So Natal Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Voshtivu Etzelo, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, took him and placed him next to him. Etzlo v'kara pasuk again a similar gist of the meaning that we saw yesterday. Now Rav Shimon Malakish al-Butzra came to Butzra of Abba Taman Chad Rav Un Ramai. He was one of the head of the Ramayim of the tricksters, right? Well, it sounds like a negative thing. So the Gemara says no, chasli, meaning chas v'shalom de lo Abba Ramai wasn't really a crooked individual. Elasham merabam mitzvot. He would merameba mitzvot this individual. It seems to be with no name. I'll explain you the Tzedek Chumra in a moment. Bavi chami kamat tzibura pasuk. When there was a fundraising activity, he would wait to see how much everybody would give. Bava pasuk lekabli, and he would posek. He would give money equivalent to everybody. Okay. Natlu Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish also v'shivu etzel v'kara pasuk hazeh matan adam yechiv lo. So again, the same pasuk, same meaning. So it's actually interesting. If you look at the Tamina Shanchuma, his name is actually Avun Rama. This is in the Tanchuma in Parshat Re'eh. It says, hey, it says, Zeh she'amar katuv matan adam yechiv lo. Again, the same pasuk we've been dealing with. Bishvil matana she'adam noten lo, marchiv lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The gift he gives, Kadosh Baruch Hu will expand upon him and widen it and give you more, presumably, which is basically what we saw would happen to Abba Yehuda. But then it says, Maiseh ba'avun ramah she'avu bebatzra. So, same location Rabbi Shimon Lakish is referring to. So this must be the same Avun Ramah that is discussed in our Gemara. Halchun Rabotenu, Lasham Rabotenu went, our Chachamim went there. Essentially, this is in the Tanchuma, and that's cases with the Rish Lakish, so the timing's interesting here. Umavakshim Parnasa, and they wanted to raise money. Hayah Yoshev V'lo Pasach, he would sit there and wait, Ad Shepaskul Kel, until everyone did it. Shaya Rotzeh, you wonder how much everyone was giving, and he was Posek Kenegdo. So gentlemen, this is the very first matching campaign. That's the smach. This is the makor of it in the Torah, and the person who innovated was Avun Rama'a, according to the Tanhuma. Okay, and that was the purpose of which was to motivate, which is exactly what the matching campaigns do, to motivate people to give more. So more people gave, the more he would give, and that's the mo that ended up being a motivating factor. So Ein Chadash Tachat HaShemesh, this new matching thing is mamash something written all the way in the Tanhuma and also mentioned here in Yerushalmi. Okay, let's continue. Ha'ish, back to this in terms of precedence. Ha'ish kodem li'isha, we said in Mishnah that is la'chayot and for la'shapat aveda. So Gemara says ad kedun k'beshahaya ze la'chayot v'ze la'chayot and ze liksu v'leksu, because we saw there's a precedent of la'chayot, sustain the life of an individual, man to a woman. But however, if it's for clothing, shum kavod, the woman comes before the man. If there's a that's an order of precedence. So that's only if there's a even playing field. So let's say it was the question of who do I give money l'chayot, or who do I give money l'chsut, to clothe. However, what if the man needed l'chayot and the woman needed v'zeh l'chsut for clothing? Now who goes first? Because each have a precedent in that own domain, but if you're putting those two domains against one another, those needs against one another, which need comes first? So nishmina manu for the following case. The mar Rav Yoshua ben Levi b'shem Rav Hananya ben Antigonus k'sut ish eshet chaver v'chayei ama aretz, the being clothing of an eshet chaver and the chayei or sustained life of ein ama aretz k'sut eshet chaver kodemet, clothing this eshet chaver will come first to the chayei ama aretz mipnei kavodo shel chaver, because we're throwing into the mix also the inyan of kavod of the chaver. Interesting here. Lo amar the k'sut eshet chaver b'chayei chaver. That's only his life for the kavod of chaver. However, if you take away that extra consideration, aval hayal zeh l'chayot v'zeh l'chsut, if it's simply an even playing field, in other words, do we sustain the life of the man or do we give clothing to this woman? Well, life would come first. Oto shel l'chayot kodem. Okay, let's continue. Let's say there's two lost objects and he can only recover one of them, his own and his father's. Well, his comes first. Fine. When it comes to his own lost object of his Rav, also, shelokodemet, he comes first. His financial property comes first. What about lost object of his father and of his Rav? In that situation, his Rav comes first. Yes, you've got to give honor to both of them, but the father, if you like, brought him into this world. That's why he's deserving of honor. But the Rav is also going to bring him into the next world. So more honor is given to the Rav. Okay. However, Rabbo, that's specifically Rabbo, Mishnah, Chokhmah, Mishnah, and not Rabbo Mikra. In other words, learning and not just Psukim. So, Imaya Aviv Shakuk Rabbo Aviv Kodem. If I were the father is of equal, sounds like at this stage of being an equal Talmud Chacham, if you like, then the Rav, then the father goes first. The Gemara says, Mahal'il, how's that helping the father that is equal Talmud Chacham? The whole rationale of the Gemara is that that the Rav's input was to bring him to the next world. It's not because he's clever or not. It's not related to his Chochmah. But rather, Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Bunna, we're showing Shehaya Chatzit Talmudom Mizeh V'Chatzit Talmudom Mideh. What it means is where, when does the playing field even out such that the Rav, that the father now gets precedence over the Rav? That's where he learned Chochmah from both of them. Okay? Learn now. What about Avedat Aviv, where half is learning came from the Avedat Imo Grusha Me Aviv? So when the father and mother are married, the precedence goes to the father, as we know. However, if they're divorced, then she's no longer that wife or the ex-wife. The mother is no longer chayvin kavod of its father, so therefore they're on an even playing field. The question is, Avedat Aviv that now it's got Chetzi Talmudo from half of the learning is learned from his father against his mother. Does that give now the father any advantage, or is it not at all? Mikodem aviv hushiakdom or ad shukol. Does that put the father at a benefit because it's chatzit talmudo, or only he gets like this extra badge of being rabbo, if you like, to give it the precedence over the mother? If kol talmudo, he learned everything from the father. That's left as a question. It's not so clear. Similarly, Avedat Rabbo, what about the Rav who taught him only Chatzi Talmudo? And Avedat Imo Shu Grusha Me'aviv. And Avedat Imo, that is, if you like, divorced from the father. So she's independent. Again, I've got the same question. It's not so clear. Mikodem Rabbo Hu Shiakdum or Achi Kol Talmudo Himeno. Is the Rabbo comes first because it lists as Chatzi Talmudo or not? Or the Rav only has a precedent over a parent if Kol Talmudo Himeno. So again, it's left as a question there. What about if you've got a threefold case here, meaning Aveda, fourfold? He's got his own Aveda. There's an Aveda of the mother, Aveda of the father, Aveda of Avadi Dimo, and Aveda, and the lost object of the Rav. Well, who goes first? Out of the pick, clearly he goes first. We've always said he goes first. Shalom, Kodem Laviv. But the Aviv goes next, because in this situation, we're talking about a case where that it's chatzi, like that he's learned from both of them equally. So that's why the father would go first in that case. The Aviv goes before the Imo because, again, she's also chayiv and kavod of the father. That's why the father goes before the mother. And the Imo now would go before the Rav. Okay, so the Gemara says, V'lo matniti, didn't we already know that? Ish kodem le'isha l'cheilot v'lashiv aveda. So sabri mem she'in rabo. Why would think that's only that if you like, the mother comes after the father when the Rav isn't in the mix. But now we're throwing the Rav in the mix. However, Rosham, at Afilu, now this Chiddush is even if the Rav's in the mix as well. In other words, that since it's a situation where, pardon me, where it's Chatzit Talmudo from both of them, the father gets precedence. And since they're still married, then clearly the mother goes along with the father, and therefore she gets precedence, also still precedence over the Rav. Okay? That's what the Chiddush of that piece is. Okay? And the questions were before, if above, she lands above, if it's Grusha. Doesn't make a difference. Okay, let's continue. Let's say his mother, and his father, and his Rav are all in captivity. Who is redeemed first? Well, if he's got money, he goes first because however, he goes for his mor, but the next is clearly Imor comes next because we said in captivity, a woman takes precedence because she could be violated and things like that. She gets precedence over everybody. The Rabbah, the Rabbah, and the Rabbah goes before the Aviv because we're assuming this is Rabbah that is Mufak, the one Rabbi learns most for. So the Chiddush is here that his mother even goes before the Rabbah Mufak. Okay. Mara says once again, we know that the Isha goes before Meish. So I would have thought the Isha comes first when the Rav's not in the picture. However, this teaching, even in the Rav that you learn, Rav Chachmato Mimeno, is in the picture, still the woman comes first. That's the Chiddush of that pace. Okay. So, Ezur Rabosh Chokhmah. What is this Rabosh Chokhmah? So, this Rav that you get, you give him honor. What's the definition of such a Rav? That is called Shepatach Lo Tchila Divrei Rebbe Meir. That is one, the person who started teaching him Torah. Rebbe Yehuda says, Kol Sheh Rav Chokhmah Talmudo Mimeno. This is where he learned most of his Chokhmah for. This is going to be important for laws of Kriya, as we'll see soon. Rabbi Yossi Omer as well, Kol Sheh Yireh Nav V'Mishnato. Even if he simply clarified one Mishnah for him, he has the status of a Rav in that way that he has to, show kavod, and we'll see exactly here. Afilu Achat, okay? So Ata Rav Aval B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Halacha K'Mishnah Hu Omer Kol Sheh Rav Chachmoto. Main halachas like learning Chiddush says you learn most of your learning from him. But Lama lo poter lo k'Rabbi Yehuda? Why didn't you say halachas like Rabbi Yehuda? Because that's Shita Rabbi Yehuda we just saw above. The answer is because itani tani machlif, because there are other people that teach the different shita with like the shitot with different names. So therefore, he wanted to assert that this particular shita, which we have as Rabbi Yehuda, is indeed the halacha. Now, Rabbi Lazar kara al shepatach lo tchila, that Rabbi Lazar did kriya for the Rav who basically introduced him to learning, got him into learning. Shmuel chalatz. He even revealed his shoulder, that's like Kriya, Al Shirin, Al Bimishnato, to someone who even just clarified one Mishnah for it. Or Ma'ir, and Ab Mishnato will be an example of that. So Amr of Yossi Barabun, Mafteach Achad Yored La'ama, La'mat Beit Shechi. So what this was referring to is that this is Masechta Tamid, when they used to come in the morning, the base of Mikdash, and they're going to open the doors of the Heichal. What happened is you have these big double doors that were, as you go into the Ulam, that's an entry hall. Behind that's a Heichal that has the, which is also the Kodesh that has the menorah, the Shulchan. But there was two big double doors, two sets of double doors actually that was blocking it. The way they'd go in the morning to open that up, there'd be a door to the side to the right, and then open that. Well, they'll go there, and that door to the right would be certain ta'im, and they'd go from there and make a U-turn, sorry, a left turn, and they would go either behind the doors or in between the doors, the different pshats in terms of. But they basically went in there to open the doors from the inside. But that side door to the right of the big double doors had two keys. One in front, and one, it said, Yored La'mat Beit Shechi. And it's not clear what that is. What is the second key? The second lock had to be undone. It's Amala Beit Shechi. Which is one in front. Uma'achad Yored Beit Shechi. That's Shaya Shoche, or Shocheach, or Shoche, to bend down Amah Ad Shelo Yiftach. So this, the way we read it here, there's another version, I think in Yerushalmi elsewhere. But the reading is the other one was down, he'd have to bend down, it was another lock at the door. So it was a double lock in front, a normal lock, another door on the door was down below. Another one is another pshat, not in this sugya, that we don't bring it, I think we've learned it before, is he'd actually put his arm in until the shechi. So he'd have to unlock it from the inside, he'd have to stick his arm through. Okay, so he'd have to go all the way to his arm, all the way to the armpit, if you like, and then unlock it from the inside. Okay, now Rav Hananya mistamich. He was a leaning on Berebi Chia Barba, Betzifrin. Chama kol ama paria. He saw everyone running. He said, what's the excitement? Amar lei, lama kol ama paria. Why is everyone running? So Amar lei, Rabbi Yochanan Yativ Darish Bebeit Midrasha. He's sitting, he's going to be, Rabbi Yochanan's coming to teach in Beit Midrash, the Rabbanaya. For kol ama pari mishmane. That everyone's coming to listen to him. They want to hear the drasha of Yochanan. Amar Baruch Rahmana Dechami li pirin ad da'ana b'chayim. Baruch Hashem that I've able to see my students, if you like, bear fruit in my lifetime. Okay? Because I got it to the Pashtitle Chutz Mimishle, because I taught him all the Gadatas except for on Mishle and Kohelet. So I taught him not now importantly, it's not I taught him everything he knows, but a Gadata. Now why is the Torah bringing this story? Sorry, the Gemara bringing this story. So the Pnei Moshe says. The reason why this is important is because in Elam Metzias it says She Rabbi Yochanan kara kol bigdei Shabbos al Rabbi Chanina tied. He did kriya. He tore all his bigdei Shabbat. Rabbi Yochanan nami svirle. So therefore, that's a proof. You don't need a rav talmud or hamenah. You don't need a majority of learning from a rav in order to do kriya for it. Kada amar delo pashit le ela kol agadata. Because all he taught, all inverted commas he taught him was like the agadata, but not kol talmudomi menoh. That's why how it's explicitly mentioned in Bava Metzia. Okay, let's continue. Now, Shneim omdim bekalon, ha'ish kodem le'isha. Now, we said that normally if it's a captivity, the woman comes first because she would consider she'll be taken advantage of. However, if it's a situation where we know the man is going to be taken advantage of, mishkav zachur, then the man would come first in that situation. That's what we said in the Mishnah. And the question is, why so? It says, lama she'isha darka laka lachen ve'ish ein darka lachen. Now, this means that clearly they're both being, would be both being violated. And clearly it's horrendous and both need to be saved. But what it's saying, darka lachen v'do lachem, is one is a more, let's call it more natural means. Another one is unnatural, right? Mishkav zachur, and it's even more demeaning. And therefore, that's why the Gemara says the man would have precedence in that situation. Okay, let's continue. Ma'aser Rabbi Yoshua sha'ala l'Romi, went to Romi. Amar Amru al Tinok. They informed him of a Tinok echad Yerushalmi, a Yerushalayim kid who was taken. Shu Admoni, im yafeh na'im. He has beautiful eyes. He has red hair, beautiful eyes. But Tovro, great appearance. But Kvatzotam had nice locks of hair. V'umed bakalon. He was taken as a slave, but a slave in a, well, like it sounds like some sort of like a sex slave of some sort. Okay, so the halach Rabbi Yoshua. She went to check on him. When he got to the door, Yeshua says, "Mina tana mishisa Yaakov bozim halo Hashem." This is the first part of a pasuk: is who gave over the spoils of Yaakov and Yisrael bozim and to the plunderers? Is it not Hashem? That is the first part of the pasuk. He says, no, it's us. We sinned. It's the result of our own sins. So he was seeing what the state of the child, this young boy, was, and saw that he was mamash like holding, right? He recognized that the state of the Jewish people got to where they were because of the Averis. It was an admission. So Miyad Zalku Enav, he immediately started crying. I'm not going to leave here, Rome, until I can redeem this child, this boy. It took a significant, you can imagine if it was, unfortunately, I actually can't imagine because that's psychology there. If it was a beautiful boy, etc., it would have gone for a high price. It says, Mamon Harbe, he sent Israel, Vakara, Vapasuko, Ubnezione Karim. Now, the Pasuk there is Hamusulmi Paz. In other words, it's in Eicha, the lamenting of the Benetzion who are like comparable to gold. This boy is so just a such a precious boy, and nonetheless, he was given over. Eicha Nechshavu Lanivle Cheresh. How's it possible that we're just given over to such a, in such a way? Okay, like, as it was. Okay, so let's continue. Halacha. Kohen kodem lelevi, levi l'Israel, Israel l'mamzer, mamzer. There's also a sense of precedence we have. Kohen comes before a levi, levi comes before Israel, Israel becomes a mamzer, and a mamzer before a netin. A mamzer is again a product of a forbidden relationship from Issukaret, and a netin of the givonim that trick Yoshua and they're allowed to come into Israel. Netin comes before a ger comes before a ger even mishuchrar. Okay, the okay. The part will go through all the various psukim. We can go through it together, actually. I wasn't going to do it, but it says, for example, by Aaron, it says, so that's why Sevar Kodeshim. When it comes to Levi, it comes before Israel, it says, Hevdil Hashem et Shele Levi. Israel goes on Mamzer because one's Miuchas, a Mamzer is not Miuchas, a product for a forbidden relationship. Mamzer comes from before Netin because then Mamzer comes from Tipak Sheira. However, Netinim were never allowed to be Bam Israel. The teen comes before a ger because one grew up in Am Yisrael and one didn't. Ger comes before Eved Mushuchrar, so lo aya bichlal arur because an Eved is considered arur and a ger is not. So, however, that's well fine and well, ematai, but when is that the case? Bizman shekulam shavim. That's only when all the same. Aval, if you've got a mamzer that's Talmid Chacham and a kohen gadol then I'm a aretz, who comes first? Mamzer Talmid Chacham. The Talmud Chacham has precedence. You get covered to the Talmud Chacham before Kodesh B'Kohen Gadol, even before the Kohen Gadol Am HaAretz. That's the Mishnah. Let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara brings up Septa that elaborates on this much, much more. It says Chacham goes before a Melech. Melech goes before a Kohen Gadol. We're going to flesh these out when we get further down the Gemara. Kohen Gadol goes before a Navi. Navi comes before Lam Shuach Milchamah. That's a Kohen that's anointed to go out and speak to the soldiers before the war. Meshuach Milchamah comes before the Rosh Mishmar. Now, if you remember, the Kohanim were broken into 24 mishmarot that served each week the Beis HaMikdash. The head of the mishmarot is already some elevated position. But the Moshruach Milchama is above him. The Rosh Mishmar is before the Rosh Beit Av. If you remember, all the mishmarot were divided into like six or seven, or six like Batei Av. So that each head Beit Av also has a, if you like, a chashivut. Beit Av comes before the Markal. This is like the head of all the Gizbarim in the Beis HaMikdash. And Markal comes before the Gizbar. Gizbar comes before a regular Kohen Hediot. Kohen Hediot before Levi, Levi before an Israel, Israel before a Mamzer, Mamzer, Latin, Latin, Leger, Ger, Leved, Meshuchar, like we saw in the Mishnah. The Gemara says, "Ema time is mentioned Kohen Hediot, that's only if they're all of equal standing. Aval ima ya Mamzer tamachacham, a Kohen Gadol ama'aretz, Mamzer tamachacham goes before a Kohen, the Kohen Gadol ama'aretz." There's a precedence. Now, Gemara says, "Chacham kodem la'melech." How do I know this? Because Chacham shemed, if a Chacham dies, there's nothing to replace a chacham in his chokhmah. However, Melech Shemet, well, Kol Yisrael Lamalchut. Kings are replaceable. A chacham is irreplaceable. That's why a chacham goes before. Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Otam Arvim Shiyom, Sa Moshe Bahar Haya Lomed Torah Mishkacha. The 40 days of Moshe Rabbeinu's Har Sinai, he was kept on learning Torah and forgetting it. Besof, Nanala was given to him as a gift. So Kol Kach Lama, why so? Bishvil Lahachzir Et HaTipshin. This is to, if you like, encourage people that aren't, they're not grasping so readily and easily. Say, listen, Moshe Rabbeinu took him 40 days to understand, tachap. So don't give up. Still put an effort. Next. Kadamach Rav Simon Bar Zavid, when Rav Simon died, Al Rav Hillel, he went up the Iftar Ilavi, he gave a hesped. He says, Ki yesh lekesef motza. In other words, and the psukim that we're reading here, or citing briefly, is talking about all these raw materials that they have sources to get it from. The kesef has a source, barzel ma'afari kach, barzel comes from the ground, etc. V'chule, v'chule, it mentions gold, mentions other things in the psukim. The Elohim avdu, Elo, so Elo, if these are lost, yesh l'chalipim, you lose gold, well, just find, spend money and you'll buy another one. Insurance companies do this the whole time. Okay? Aval tal mi'chacham, tal mi'chacham shemet, Chacham dies, it's irreplaceable. Okay? Tim wisdom where can you find it? It's not readily available to anybody. Okay, so Amar Rav Levi, Ma imachay Yosef al shematz'u metziah yatzalibam. When the brothers of Yosef, when they found Yosef, it says yatzalibam, they were like, shocked by when Yosef finally revealed himself. Anu, that's when they found something. Anu shavalnu at Rabbi Simon. We that we have now lost Rabbi Simon Razavi, we should be like stunned, if you like, and blown away. In a sad way. Okay, the Gemara now tries to bring sources for these precedents that was mentioned, the Tosefta. Melech goes before a Kohen Gadol. Why? Dichtiv v'erkartim et Shlomo, and you will take on a horse. This is talking about the coronation of Shlomo Melech on a horse. And then only later in the Psukim, it mentions Sadaka Kohen. So the king before Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol before the Navi because it's a Mashachato Tzadok HaKohen, which is a Kohen Gadol, and Natan HaNavi. Who came first in the Pasuk? Well, Tzadok came before Natan. So you see, in the Pasuk, there was a sense of precedence there given to the Kohen Gadol before the Navi. Okay. Rav Yonah says, B'shem Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Navi machvat yada v'raglav yoshev b'fnei HaKohen Gadol. Then a Navi has to sit with his, almost like his hands and feet tied, out of respect type of thing, before the Kohen Gadol. Despite the fact, Navi speaks to Hashem, right? No. Kavod is given to the Kohen Gadol over the Navi. Ma Tavod says, Shimunah Yoshua Kohen Gadol, Ata, you, V'ra'echa Yeshuvalecha, and those companions that are sitting in front of you. Now, who are these companions? Yachol, is it possible these are companions, you're just regular people that are sitting in front of him, Kohen Gadol? No. Tavodoma, Ki Anshei Mofet Hem, are they Anshei Mofet? What's a Anshei Mofet, a people of wonders? Mofet, the wonder, usually the term Mofet is associated with prophecy. This Navi, Ot or Mofet, or some sort of wonder. Yeah, that's referring to Navi Shek. In that case, but you see the term Mofet is associated with Nevuah. So again, it was Kohen was sitting with Nevi'im in front of him on the floor. Again, covered to the Kohen. Then it continued. Navi Kohen le Mashuach Machama, Mashuach Machama le Rosh Mishmar, Rosh Mishmar Kodem le Rosh Beit Av, Rosh Beit Av Kodem Markava, Markava Kodem le Gizbar. All these people have positions in the Beis HaMikdash that we described above earlier. Gizbar goes for Kohen Hedyo Kodem le Levi Israel. So the Gemara asks, I don't understand. Why does a Levi have precedence over an Israel? Why should he have priests in Eretz Yisrael? Aren't they effectively the same? So the Gemara says, no. Amaravu b'shat haduchan shanu. That's at the time when the Levim were having a proper task in the Beis HaMikdash, when they were singing and music instruments. That's what the writer is referring to. Just to show you this, the Pnei Moshe says, "Dahal inyan tumah shneim shavim." So what's the precedence? B'shat duchan, b'shat shelim umdim al duchan umrim shir hilchach yitamai Yisrael ba'al yitbatel ha-levi min ha-shir. In other words, the case of who becomes tamei, the two of them. I think that's what the reference is referring to there. In terms of who should become tamei out of the two. In other words, why should a Levi become before a why in other words, why should a Levi not before an Israel? And he actually would be Ba'at HaBetuchan. So it's not necessarily, I think the precedence here, just to be clear, I think it's referring to who should become tamei first. Right? So the Israel, not the Levi. I think that's what the Gemara is dealing with. Okay, let's continue. Actually, no, we'll continue. We'll stop here. We'll take it from here next year, which is Amar Abavon. Okay, et cetera. Cool. Moshe, you raised your hand. Okay, now I can hear you. Go for it.
The difference between a Levi and Israel, I once had a question about whether the Levim, when they stood on the Duchan, they actually had special begadim, right? And I wrote to Machon HaMikdash,
Yes.
and they wrote back, yeah, they had very colorful, in fact, they had very colorful uniforms according to the type of instruments that they played.
Really? Oh,
Yeah.
very good. Okay. I haven't seen anything like that.
Okay.
Okay. Shkoyach, thank you so much. Right.
Good
Cool.
chance.
Have a good show.